Thank you for calling Arch Stop Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
It sounds like you're outside. I'm hearing some wind noise. Timothy Johnson.
Hey, Timothy. How can I assist you today?
Well, I got your card in the mail, addressed to future fiber customer. You must have known I was going to call. My neighbor just got hooked up with you guys. We saw the trucks going through the neighborhood hooking up all the lines, and I would like to switch.
Okay, no problem. I'll be more than happy to set you up for service. Would you mind providing your address first, please, just to make sure that
yes.
We do service your area?
Yep, 379 Albany Avenue, Kingston, New York.
All right, let me just check on that for you. You said Albany?
Albany, Albany Avenue. And that's in Kingston.
All right, so let me just check. All right, yes, so we do service the area. Let me sign you up for service. Your location, is it a home or business?
It is a home.
All right. What service are you interested in at the moment, the 1 gig, the 2 gig?
Well, I'm sure that your entry level is probably faster than what I've got with Spectrum.
The 1 gig fiber internet, so you're getting 1,000 megabytes per second upload and download speeds.
Yeah.
Okay. How big is your home?
I'm sorry, what's that?
How big is your home?
Oh, how big is the home? It's a two-story.
So would you be interested in any Wi-Fi extenders?
Well, I'm hoping that when the technicians come, they can tell me if I need it.
All right, so usually once you're over 1,000 to 1,300 square feet, we usually recommend that you do get an additional one. But with the extenders, it's $7.99 per month. Do you want to start out with none? And if it's the case that you decide that you want the extender, then you just give us a call for us to add it for you?
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. Sure.
How about the phone service? Are you interested in getting the phone service?
Well, actually, we use voice over internet. I think we try to put as much on the internet as we can to avoid the specialized services. So right now, the only thing that we get from Spectrum is the internet.
All right, that's totally fine. And just to confirm, the address is 379 Albany Avenue, Kingston, New York, 12401.
That's correct.
All right.
You know, I will have some questions about, like I'm sure we've got one email address that is tied to Time Warner Cable, which is now Spectrum. And then our other email addresses are like Gmail and stuff like that. So I'm assuming that we'll have to get rid of the Roadrunner email address.
Yeah, so you'd have to use your personal email address, not an email address that you got through Spectrum.
Yeah.
Do you rent or own the property?
We own the property.
Okay, yes. So, yes, you'd be able to use a Gmail address, a Gmail email address. That's okay.
Yeah, okay, good.
Your current utility wires, how are they feeding your home? Is it under the ground, through the air?
No, it's above ground. We watched them hook up our neighbor. The main wire is across the street, so they're going to have to come across. But we watch them hook it up. I've talked to the neighbor about the service. They're very happy with it. So we're not so happy with Spectrum.
Yeah, I totally understand. And the billing address, is it different than your service address?
No, it's the same.
All right. And what is your first name? Could you spell your first name for me, please?
Timothy, T-I-M-O-T-H-Y.
All right. And your last name?
Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
And the email address that you'd like to add on file?
Is tmj379@gmail.com.
And it's T as in Tom, M as in Mike, J as in Jaguar, 379@gmail.com.
I'm sorry, say that again.
T as in Tom, M as in Mike, J as in Jaguar, 379@gmail.com.
Yes, that's correct. You threw me off with the phonetics at the beginning, but yeah, that's it.
No problem. And a primary phone number that you'd like to add?
The primary phone number is area code 845-464-6143. And that's my cell phone.
Do you want to add a secondary phone number?
Yeah, sure. My wife's cell phone is 464-2073.
So 845-464-2073, correct?
Yes.
And how may we contact you? Phone, email, or text?
Either one, any of those will work.
So all three, or phone and text, or email?
How about... Yeah, why not? All three. That's fine.
All right. I'm just going to read some disclosures for you for all three. For the text message at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers by text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text message, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communications via email or phone call. And message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Oh, it sounds pretty standard. Sounds good. Yep.
And for the email, do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email? You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or clicking unsubscribe at the bottom of our emails.
Okay.
And for the phone, do you agree to receive phone calls, which may be automated and or pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents or vendors at the phone numbers provided? You may revoke this consent at any time. Consent is not a condition of purchase.
I would prefer not to give the phone number out.
Okay, so just the email.
Can you mark that now?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And just to go over the order, you have a home. You're interested in getting the 1 gig fiber internet, no extenders or the phone service at the moment. The service address is 379 Albany Avenue, Kingston, New York, 12401, and your billing address is not different than your service address.
That's correct.
All right, so as part of our order process, we'll need to run a soft credit check just to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you're required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but doing so will automatically require a $50 deposit. Are you willing to do the credit check?
Sure.
All right, give me one moment, please.
Yep.
All right, also just to let you know, to do the credit check, the soft credit check, we would require your social security number, okay?
Okay.
All right, just bear with me one moment. I'm just filling out some information. And how has your day been so far?
Not too bad. It's a Friday, winding down.
Yeah.
Course, I'm
Yeah.
retired, so Fridays and Mondays are the same for me.
Are the same for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get this in. All right, and whenever you're ready, you can go ahead with the social security number.
Okay. 125-36-6155.
Right. And also just to let you know that we don't keep your social security number on file, okay?
Okay. I'm curious to know if I'll know when the credit check is done because you may be aware that there was recently a Social Security number breach, and it's been recommended that we lock our files for, new credit checks and stuff. So I will wait until.
So it's not a hard credit check. We're just checking to see how often do you make your payments on time, which you do, so no deposit is required.
Right. But if I had locked my Social Security number, you wouldn't be able to complete that, right?
I wouldn't be able to complete it until you open it up.
Right. So I'll wait until you get that done.
Yes, I'm done now. I'm just letting you know that you don't require
Oh.
to make a deposit.
Oh, okay. So you've already done that. Good.
Yes, that's correct. And Archtop Fiber offers a discount for enrolling in auto pay and paperless billing. Can I sign you up?
Yes.
All right. Would you be using a checking or savings account to get the $10 off or the $5 off with a credit or debit card?
It would be our checking account.
All right, whenever you're ready, you can provide your routing and account number.
Yep, I'm looking it up right now. I got my checkbook right here. So the routing number is 221-976-243.
And the account number?
And the account number is 748-872-0001.
All right, so just to like to repeat, 748-872-0001.
Correct.
And the name on the account.
Is Timothy, middle initial M, Johnson.
M as in
Also, my
Mike.
wife's, yes, M is in Mike. The name is actually a joint account, and my wife's name is on it also.
Okay, that's fine. And you said it's a checking account, correct?
What's that?
You said it's a checking account, correct?
It is a checking account, yes.
And do you authorize ACH direct debit payments?
Yes.
All right, how did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
Well, we saw everybody, we saw the trucks in the neighborhood stringing wires. I saw that my neighbor got hooked up the other day, and the day after they got hooked up, I got this card in the mail from you guys, And I called my neighbor and I asked about the service, and they're very pleased with it. So,
Okay. And is there anything that the installer should be aware of on your property, like a buried wire or a septic tank?
No, just we got dogs, so we'll have to know when they're coming.
Okay. Let me go ahead and place this order.
So I'm
All right.
assuming someone, I'm sorry,
So
what?
all I need to do now is just to finish the order, just go over a couple of disclosures, and then I'll set an installation date and time for you.
Oh, okay, good.
All right, so just to go over the disclosures first. So at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable. That is a cable that connects your home to a fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We'll then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. And if you have a current provider, you said Spectrum, to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel the current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
I do.
All right, so let's set up a date and time. The earliest date we have available is on the 23rd.
Okay, let me just check my calendar. Okay, hold on just a second.
No problem.
I had to put you on speaker.
I'm here with you.
Okay, good. Then I didn't disconnect. Okay, so that was, what was that date again?
The 23rd. That's on a Friday.
The 23rd, that would be good.
What time works for you, in the morning or in the evening?
Mornings would be best.
8 a.m.?
Sure, the earlier the better.
All right, so please confirm the appointment, August 23rd, 2024, at 8 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Okay, that sounds good.
And just to go over your email address with you once more, is T as in Tom, M as in Mike, J as in Jaguar, 379 at gmail.com.
That is correct.
And the phone number, it's 845-464-6143.
That is also correct.
And you said you have dogs?
We do. And when we will have them sequestered that morning, they will be out of the way.
Okay. All right, no problem. So now that your installation is scheduled, you'll be receiving two emails from us. One will be a confirmation of your order, and the other will be an invitation for you to sign into your Archtop Fiber customer account, where you'll have the ability to manage your account, pay your bill, and review and accept our terms of service.
Okay.
Sounds easy. No problem. Yes, we're trying to make it an easy process for you.
I appreciate that.
No problem. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go?
I don't think so. I think probably if I have any technical questions, they would be best asked to the installers. So
that is correct.
Yeah, I think it's all good.
All right, no problem. It was my pleasure assisting you today, Timothy. Have a great one, and thank you for calling Arched Up Fiber.
I appreciate your help. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.